everybody. Well, we have a wonderful program tonight on BBS Radio. And it's our Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. And, boy, we're going to have some special clearings on the Light Ship, I think. And we'll just see what happens. So you put your request in. I'll take maybe the first six requests. We'll go to the Light Ship probably about 20 minutes after the hour, maybe half past. So let's activate the light beam here. So here we go. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. On the BBS side, it's very, very large. Can't miss it. Just scroll down a little bit. And here we go. I'll bring peak energy to you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if you're listening to an archive, you have to pick the date of July 13th, 2013. So let's release some energy from everybody. If you had a situation where maybe you had anxieties or trauma or something, any type of emotional situation, just think of a situation right now. Only one of those, naturally. If you had a whole bunch, then you need to do some clearing, but hopefully you only had one today. And just think of that situation, and we'll take away the energy, which is the duality, that's probably aggravating you. You're still going to be able to physically see it if you look at it. So it won't be released from you that way, but the energy that's attaching to you with the traumas and dramas will be released. So here we go. Releasing that, you must think of something. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I'm just curious for the people on the fast chat. Does this day mean anything to you, or is it some type of historic day throughout history? If somebody can Google the date and just see if anything pops up, you know, that happened, you know, maybe in the early 1900s or going back, we'll just see if there's anything else that we need to clear that could be recycling into our reality here on another timeline. Well, we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Are you out there, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. Yes, I'm out here. Today is, as Ron said, July 13th, 2013. I see you have two 13s there, Ron. And we're it's Saturday night on the Light Ship, and we're going to go up probably after we get some requests and a few questions in. And this is a night of tremendous healing and a sample trip to the Creation Light Ship, where Ron takes us as the ambassador to the Creation Light Ship. So we will have the live healings. We're bi-located, and Ron escorts us through the various healing areas and various life forms that are the light beings who do the healings for us. And so if you have any anxieties or pain or something like that, you can bring it to the Creation Light Ship and point to it or ask them to take a look at it for you. And so, Ron, I was wondering if we could probably get to some questions first that might be left over. I think they're from yesterday's program, yesterday, Friday the 12th.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. There is a question about, I think on the show yesterday, you discussed some of the different alien energies. And a suggestion from a longtime listener is sharing that her recommendations to help with aliens and UFOs, she had success with these clearings, and she wanted to offer them to some others who are having a lot of problems and interference and seeing strange things and really bothered. Also, the abductions. So here they are. I'll mention them slowly for the people who want to write these down and for the archive when you re-listen. So there are some barcode removals that she highly recommends for alien interference clearing. Number one, mind matrix. Number two, the barcode removal for mental barcode. She recommends the spirit barcode removal, the earth barcode removal, abduction barcode removal, alien blood barcode removal, and the free alien clearing on the left side of the website, which Ron created all these for these purposes. And also she adds the all alien attack clearing. That's also on the left side under recommended. Use the removal of shapeshifters and alien implants and all of those.
That would be one of the options on the alien attack page.
Yeah, the alien implants is an option. Okay, so that was a good recommendation. Then there's another recommendation from yesterday's program regarding people bothered by bug bites and mosquito bites. And you had done a clearing for that, Ron, apparently, and they wrote to thank you for the clearing. It helps, but they also said that this happens every year, and this other person wanted to recommend that people go to the alien attack website again, I mean the clearing, for the energetic energies to clear those. They recommend going to option 4 under alien parasitic life forms removal. Under option 4, you'll find a drop-down box, and there's a whole lot of alien energies there, and mosquitoes is one of them. So you can click on the mosquitoes and then go to the drop-down box below that, and there's a status bar there where you can choose one at a time to clear everything from dead life forms, hidden life forms, dormant life forms, eggs, to storage waste products. So we want to thank that listener for this recommendation, because that's what Ron created these for, and they're very effective.
Maybe we could offer that if people want to, you know, send an email to steal us questions. Maybe we can just copy some of that information and just send it to people in case they're trying to write and they couldn't get it all. Maybe we could send that out if we have a request for it.
Okay. Yes. If someone wants to request this, there's a lot of words here, really. So if someone wants to request anything from CLS questions, we'll be happy to send them over, you know, anonymously, of course. Okay. So let's see. And then what else, Ron?
That's what I will say. The two people or so who send in the emails here will not forward your email. We'll just copy the text. So you won't have to worry about having your name out there. But that's what we'll do. We'll just talk to the text box a little bit and send it over. Back to you, Kathy.
Yes, we'll do that. It'll be anonymous and confidential. Okay, so one more thing from yesterday's program. This is from, she doesn't mind giving me her name here. Her name is Miguelina from Puerto Rico. She's listening now, and she has a testimony and a lot of comments that I think listeners could benefit from, especially if they're learning the clearing. She says that, well, first she's thanking Ron for everything he does, and she says she listens to all the shows. She's done quite a lot of the online clearing. She gets energized after the clearings, and she stays up most of the night. And then she sleeps in late the next day. Sometimes she dreams, but she doesn't remember. And some of the dreams are exhausting. But she's learning a lot, and the healings are really helping. She can see alien possession in her family. So she's getting awareness, she's saying. But she doesn't want to tell them, because I don't want to scare them. She's been just following your advice. And Ron, she continues by saying that sometimes her computer acts up during clearings, then it stops. Then sometimes she gets telephone calls and she hears interference, and then that stops. But she feels very comfortable with your guidance. After the exercises, she feels very good and her pain is better. Sometimes when you're doing a clearing, it feels like a poking in her knees and right elbow. Yesterday, you had done a clearing for body pain and joints. Your teachings, she says, are fascinating in terms of paranormal. And she can say that the inside light in her car without her turning it on, and even had it checked. So anyway, she's noticing all these things, and she says that she doesn't have any fear because everything just turns off and fixes on its own. And the clearings just help a lot, and she just keeps on doing them. She says she does feel some extra hunger, and she appreciates all the advice and guidance, and every clearing helps her a lot. And the light being has the impression, she sees it moving. She sees an impression of the light being moving when you activate it and when she has it on during the clearing. So that's a nice testimony, and she's asking for a little guidance about getting hungry. And Ron does have a lot of clearings that might help, but you could try, Megalina, you could try the entity clearing, because entities get in us making us want things. And if you already have the entity clearing, you can use the optional box and ask the light beings to clear away any entities that may be wanting you to eat more than you usually do, or causing you cravings, or causing you to overeat, something like that. And then run it overnight for as many minutes as you're going to be asleep. I usually run it for like 400 minutes. And I find that has really helped a lot with extra hunger, unusual hunger. So anyway, that's the testimony from Megalino from Puerto Rico. Hopefully people can benefit from that. And Ron, there's a question here for you. It's about the curses, hexes, and spells. This person wants to know if that will also clear out the energy of negative and bad thoughts that he sent towards others.
Okay. The way that clearing works, it's much like the same, very similar to the dark side practitioner. So what happens is that the energy that's connected to you from someone or some group, curses, hexes, spell normally is there. You do that when you don't know where it's coming from, typically. You might, but you may not. So you do that one because sort of like is the blanket clearing where it'll go over many different situations. So the energy that is connected to you will be followed back to where it's coming from, and light will come into its place. Now, with the person doing this, they will have a little more light being given to them, and those energy pools that they're using, which is how they do these clearings, I mean these transmissions of energy, through some type of energy pool. Remember, the pool could be used either way, for good or for bad. So this is not necessarily an evil pool. I have seen other practitioners, be able to muster up energy to, try to give people a special gift, et cetera. And they use that same pool, and then I also see them using it to cause other people harm. So you all know how sometimes the different psychics are. You know, they'll light their candles and try to get rid of something, and then they'll try to bring you maybe good fortune at the same time. Well, it's the same energy pool. Just a pool of energy that people have connected to, probably through centuries for some of these practitioners, who are in that bloodline. And all of a sudden, they just use that energy pool. But what happens is the light ship will find that energy pool and start to deplete it, put light into it. And I would imagine that if it was done enough times, each time you did that clearing, maybe that energy pool may completely vanish. And when it vanishes, then that practitioner will no longer be effective for what they're doing. So they're only effective because they're able to use an energy pool out there. By themselves, they probably can't do anything. What that special energy pool is, how they, become renowned at what they're doing. They're able to tap into it. Sometimes, like I said, it could be in the bloodline, passed on from many, many generations of people doing these things. So eventually, if that clearing was done enough, that energy pool would no longer be in existence, and that practitioner would lose, in a sense, their power. So that's the way it works. It doesn't really reprimand anything. Because life doesn't work that way. Just puts light in the place. Drink two. And how could you ever get the energy coming to you that would harm you? But that's the way it works. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you for the explanation of that curses, hexes, and spell clearing. And now, Ron, were you going to clear some energy off the 13s?
Yeah, I'll do that. So first, clear the energy of the 7, since we're in July. Here we go. So clearing, I'll do the letters, the short month. We'll clear the J. This is what you would be normally doing if you were doing the natal chart clearing, the natal barcode clearing, I think is what we call it. So here we go. 1, clear the J. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the U. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the L. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the Y. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so just kind of notice to see if that month of July, which is what we're in here for, I don't know how many days are in July, but we'll just say hypothetically 30 days, that energy of this month could actually attach to you and bring you into a timeline of July because of the letters, and in July could mean something somewhere, and you're on the July timeline. That's released as far as the letters right now. And I don't know if that'll keep you out of July or not, but in this moment, it will. Now we'll do the 13. We'll do the 1 first, clearing the 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and clearing the 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we got the 2013, so the 2, clearing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, the 0. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, the 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and the 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we do have, oddly enough, 2, 13 together, if that means anything. Some people look at numerology and try to figure things out, so I don't know what that would mean, if it even does mean anything, but let's clear the 2, 13. In fact, we'll reverse it now and clear the 31. And the left side is goes frontwards and backwards, if you notice that when you do the clearing something. So we'll clear 31. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And just kind of monitor your body now and see if you have anything happening to it where you're feeling a little bit lighter. Typically, you're dealing with energy, you get heavy. You might feel tired, sluggish, and then when you get the energy off, your body can sometimes feel better. Once in a while, when you get the energy off, you could even feel worse, because now your body has a chance to regenerate itself. And that process of being regenerated, your body may get tired. But normally, you're probably going to be feeling a little bit lighter, maybe have a little higher consciousness, and then that also would be able to be able to think a little clearer. So, back to you, Kathy. We'll go to the light tip in probably 5 minutes here.
Oh, thanks, Ron. Let me go to the light ship. Wondered if we could have another July birthday, because a lot of people listening here are July birthdays and didn't get to go last last Saturday. I think you did have a party last Saturday, too.
Yeah, we could do that.
So if we could, that'd be great. Thanks. Let's see. Now, some people are asking on the fast chat for a little bit more detailed explanation of the alien to life forms to light healing. That's a free clearing that you offered yesterday, Friday. And it was mentioned that if they wrote to clsquestions@yahoo.com and they just asked for the alien life form, light infusion special clearing that's good until July 31st, that they could get it on through the email. It's a link. But some people probably saw the link, Ron, and noticed that it has an alien DNA clearing option and also has options for animals and humans, a light infusion, and also for aliens. So, and as well as clones. So this is like a really kind of a jumbo clearing here. Got quite a lot of details in it. So I think some people are asking for just a little bit more information, although they didn't say specifically what.
Yeah, it's been a while since I put that clearing up. Just go through, use it, you know?
Yeah, it says here that you can. It just allows any alien life form to come into the light. And you did explain that yesterday, but I did hear people asking they could use it on anyone. And also, if you could explain about the alien DNA clearing.
Okay, yeah, you might have DNA in you from an alien race. Remember, some people here are hybrid. And that's put on there because, first of all, everybody here is alien. But that's kind of backed up a little bit. But we're talking about the more recent ones, maybe in the last couple hundred years or so, maybe the last 500 years, where very possibly the parents were abducted. And they experimented with the DNA to make a different type of offspring. So we've all heard about test tube babies, and that's sort of similar to that. But the aliens can change and alter the DNA of the fetus before the fetus is even there to bring forth an alien life form that would look like them. One way you could tell a person's an alien, I mentioned this before, sort of, very obvious, is that some people who have very widely spaced eyes could sometimes, I can't say this is 100%, but I'll say it's maybe 90% correct. So if you do have that to tell, but you know, don't worry about it, but very possibly, you know, look at your family genetics, and you are the one that has it and nobody else does, maybe going back a generation or two, then very possibly the aliens got in there and that did something. So a lot of times the aliens will have a different type of head, and the eyes can be well widely spaced. And most aliens that I have seen, they have blue eyes. So that's basically the situation there. I'm not saying that if you have blue eyes that you're an alien, but we're talking about one that may have been altered when aliens could have abducted his mother or somebody else in the family they went back in time. But that doesn't take away that code because there's traces you connecting to you through your family genetics. And if any of your parents had the abduction experience, the grandparents or that, then they're probably tracking you almost always to see how the offspring of you is and how it can maybe change that. So they should want to bring a different type of life form. So going a little further, what happens is they say that you are one of those people that your mother was abducted, and they changed the genetics a little bit because they wanted to see how that you're doing down here, and maybe they want to use the egg to bring forth maybe a different type of alien race out there, or species out there and beyond them. So that would mean that it could mean, I won't say it will, but it could mean that you're having your egg taken, and then they're experimenting with that because they know what you are, and your egg would have part of that in them along with your egg. Unless they somehow change that also. So this is kind of what you're talking about, testing your babies and stuff. And then I do have some women who have like a false pregnancy, or they think they're pregnant. They don't know if they are or not, but, you know, the fetus is taken maybe in a month and a half after it's there. So it used to be impregnated by the alien, just have it taken away. And this is really common, too. So I don't want to scare anybody, but this is just the fact of what we have here on the planet. Oh, it's just good to know about. There's nothing to really fear because it's been going on for thousands of years. So, just happens to know about it now. So, back to you, Kathy.
That's great, Ron, for the alien DNA clearing explanation. And since I'm not really sure if that's what people were asking, but that will be a good answer if anyone wants to use it. This clearing does offer the clone light infusion process as well as the human animal light infusion process. So could you also offer your advice as to how best to use that on who and when?
Well, I would just use it as often as you can, you know. If they can see somebody that looks like one of those
Oh, Ron, your volume's fading.
You know, it's good to have a lot of these energies that are out there and people to have more light energy. This is what it's for, is to have the aliens connect to more light energy, which they probably could not do otherwise.
Yeah.
So I think we should go to the light ship. Getting about that time or past that time. So here we go,
okay.
Everybody. So if you're listening to this on an archive, you will not go to the light ship. You can tune in next week or some other time on a live Saturday program. And here we go. So you can bring up your animal, pet, flower, tree, garden, plant if you wish. One, two, three, four, and five. We're there. And we'll first go to the food court for the birthday party. So if any of you have a birthday this month, we'll go up to location, food court here. And again, discuss what type of food they want. We have cake there and different types of things. And the light beings will be singing happy birthday to you. And it's one of the more joyful times when you feel full after happiness. I don't know why, but because it's all energetic food, but you feel a deer and you eat it up there on the light ship because they're high located. It's a small portion, but it's so much energy that encourages you. So here we go. We're going to the food court, and you can see the light beings up there and express what you like. Looks like they have a blueberry pie right now, so I think I'll have some of that myself. You can have whatever you wish. There's all different types of favorite desserts there. They'll make it for you. It'll be different than what you're used to here. Because it won't have any contaminants in there or things that could cause you harm. So here we go. First little morsel here. It's the size of a pencil eraser, very small. It's going in underneath your tongue and your mouth right now. And probably taste it. Most people who do this, their mouth starts to water instantly. And it's really, you know, for the first timer, it's really interesting because they go, wow, my mouth is watering. I don't know what's happening, you know, because you're having that residual down here. And there's no way you can fake that. So, here we go. And you can have seconds if you want. You can get something else, too. And we're singing happy birthday to you. All the life beans are coming around. And we're in the food court. There's all different styles and types of life beans that are there. And they take on the physical form of their next incarnation, which normally would be at ascension time or after that when the universe is turned back on again. They're just having their bodies blueprint energized now. And here we go. So one, happy birthday, bring in some more energy. Two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into a couple of healing rooms here. And you want to mention one of the rooms, Kathy?
I see whales and butterflies.
Okay, so we'll go into these two rooms here. And you may see them, you may not, but you will probably feel the energy. So I'll go into these rooms right now. So one, two, three, four, and five. And I'm going to go into the room that has the bumblebees. So here we go, bumblebee room. So one, two, three, four, and five. And I want to go into the room that has giraffes. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And do you have a couple of rooms again, Kathy?
I see some floating magnets and bumblebees.
Oh, great. Okay, we'll go into the floating magnet room. We wouldn't there today on our four-hour call. It's very nice. So here we go. I have floating magnets around this. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And one other room I want to go into is the room that has the rainforest energy. That's one of my favorites here. It's very nice, very peaceful. A lot of moisture. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And you got two more rooms, Kathy, and then we'll come back.
Oh, yes. Otters and birds.
Okay. So we'll go into the otter room here. So here comes the little otters. One, two, three, four, and five. And the birds. So this could be all different types here. Big one, small one. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Look it out. And let's go into the room. We'll go to the penthouse here. And in the penthouse, there's stars. These are real stars, not ones that are fabricated. On the movie set that we normally see here. So these are stars from the light, and they'll emit their healing energy to you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And actually, I got to tell you, but split the healing, one healing only. And here we go. Again, one, two, three, four, and five. And we're there now. That helps have the energy come to us. Kind of enjoy that. And we have some energy working now with us to release pain. So we're in the pain release room. So let's do pain release right now. So I'll use the word stronger to release the pressure. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger and stronger. We'll come back from the light ship. And here we come, back down. So our animal, pet, flower, tree, garden, plants are not coming with us. We're coming back down. Up top to five. I thought I'd go from five to one. And you're going to feel the room change around you. You're going to feel that right now you're disconnected from everything in your room. You can look at it, but it's not attached to you. And by the time I hit one, you're going to feel that you're landed here and you start to feel room energy and energies of your room attaching to you, just the way you're in here. And everything here works according. So here we go, coming back down. So five, four, three, two, and one. Okay, Kathy, back to you.
That does indeed feel very peaceful, Ron. I do hope that the July birthday got their birthday wish request. I see Janice really enjoyed swimming with the otters. That was a great birthday gift, she writes. So happy birthday to all the July birthdays. And Ron, I just want to interrupt for a minute and tell BBS that there's been on the fast chat people reporting noises of knocking or scraping or banging or some background noise, and also that Ron is a little bit faint. Okay, thank you, BBS. You can look into that. Okay, so let's see what else. Before we went to the Creation Light Ship, Ron, and I'll read people's comments as they get posted, but I don't see any just yet. But before you, we went to the light ship, several people actually were mentioning that they were feeling waves of depression and wondered if maybe there was some sort of energy going around. Could you look into that and give them some advice or maybe do a clearing for them?
Okay, so some people are feeling depressed, huh? Okay, so yeah. Here we go. Release that energy. So one, and maybe it's the 13th here of the day. Anybody comment on what this
yes.
day that it means in the future or the past? Either way, you know, bringing in energy to allow people to have that condition. But here we go. Releasing depression. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, see how that works for you.
Very nice. Thank you, Ron. We'll watch for some comments. And earlier in the program, you asked for today's date in history, and someone looked it up, and I want to thank NN for doing that. They put down that this date in history was a, looks like a charitable event that Princess Diana and Prince Charles held in 1985. So there's your date, Ron.
Okay. So,
yeah.
For energies, if you're relating to that, and we'll bring peace energy in. Some people have sadness about Princess Diana. So we'll clear that energy away. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And let's do a clearing for anxiety here. Some people may have anxiety. So one, two, three, four, and five. And I'll bring in the pulling magnets again here for people. We do that a lot on the conference calls. Did that today on the four-hour call. And we'll probably be having it again tomorrow, but the time for the eight-hour call. Getting rid of the alien critters. So the magnet energy is very nice, floating magnet. So let's put the floating magnets, have them attached to the back of your spine, all the way up your spine, so you see how that feels for people. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So tomorrow's our eight-hour call that we have. We have three consecutive Sundays. It starts at 10 Pacific time, a.m. And we get rid of a lot of alien critters, a lot of people. These are energetic life forms that come into your body and live there, and we get rid of them. So this is great. If you haven't had one of these calls, boy, you're missing a lot. So, these critters that you have, you won't be missing them if they get released. So they'll feel much better. Back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, the ascension preparation call is what it's known as, and a light ship visit just like this. And also, Ron activates quite a lot of water for us with the light being energy of various light beings, 7 bottles plus a whole lot more. And it's just so incredibly good to have that water, especially if you have any kind of physical conditions or issues. And it's really, people really appreciate having that extra water, Ron, especially during these warmer summer months. And it's kind of interesting, but where else can you get source energy activated water by, say, a penguin? So that was very nice, Ron. Penguin light beings. Maybe the perfect ones to give you some nice summer water. So people are commenting about that depression healing and appreciating that. Mike P. made a suggestion. He said he is timeline crashing, depression, plus adding the gray skies clearing and some others. And some other people have mentioned the extreme anxiety clearing. That's available too. And eventually people do find different symptoms, things going on. So there might be some sort of a wave going on in certain areas of the country. I don't know. But always kind of interesting when more than 2 or 3 people get on the fast chat and mention the same issues.
Yeah, it's probably because the timeline is crossing over. There's a lot of timeline juggling right now by the alien. I think they're having to bring timelines in because all the fun replicas are here and they have to get them onto a special timeline to control them. So they're getting more information now. They're kind of having an attempt with their mind of their own. They kind of learn how to live here. Like I mentioned before, they're getting very active with their vocabularies now and taking out a lot of emotions that they never had before. So all these programs are coming in now. Remember, it took them about 6 months, now we're in the 7th month to understand life here. And if you remember back, I was talking about the first part of the year, people didn't know how to give change in market. They didn't know about direction. You asked a question they didn't know. It's just really strange the way they were responding. And they were working on a robotic program where when you talk about something, they bring out just a very basic answer, and that would be it. They wouldn't elaborate much on it because they didn't have an artificial intelligence program with a lot of vocabulary. So that's changing now, and it sounds like they said are getting kind of more funky. I guess I could use the word sassy if you want to use that old term, because they are getting that way, and they're getting a lot more emotional. So... today, what I found driving around, going into a parking lot, the people are backing up their cars and with other cars coming to them. You know, normally the people would stop if the car is backing up, but they don't do that now. They don't know how to drive. And I almost saw a couple of wrecks within 15 minutes. People are backing their car out of a parking lot, out of the stall, and all of a sudden the car just comes whizzing by, thinking that the person's going to stop. So you may have seen that yourself. Well, that's the clone, not knowing how to drive in a parking lot. They just think they can drive and everybody's going to watch out for them. So that's one of the situations that is encountered here. But anyway, they're getting more spunky, having more reactions to things. And it'd be interesting if somebody out there listening was a police officer, and they could say, you know, you're right, Ron. You know, like the last few months have been pretty quiet. And now all of a sudden we're getting all these people causing these problems. And, you know, it's really strange. I wouldn't mind hearing that. Maybe you can tell somebody, or if you're listening to your police officer or you deal with law enforcement in some way, or you have maybe you're listening and you say, oh, yeah, my dad's a policeman or my uncle is or something like that. Ask them if they've seen people changing. Getting more more emotional, and it, more than likely it could get worse. You may start to see more strange things happening than what we normally have seen before. And, you know, watch people's eyes. They're a little different now. And some people's eyes are larger now. They kind of like pop out of their head. And they look at you and they're very piercing and they kind of look through you, kind of investigate you, do readings on you. So you're all going to be realizing this too. So just kind of watch people. And at least now you know what to kind of look out for and watch. Nothing will surprise you naturally once you kind of understand what's happening. If you don't know what's happening, you go, wow, this is really strange. But now that you know that these clones are walking around here and the timelines are kind of intersect. So if you do or have maybe hurt yourself accidentally, if you're walking off of a destiny trip, or you are doing something and arm swung around and hit something, well, and, you know, maybe you rushed something that you had that was very precious to you, or you stepped on something which you didn't want to step on. Well, that's because the timelines are changing, and they're taking away your consciousness momentarily. And lo and behold, when that happens, you make a mistake or something happens that isn't too good. So, you know, just be a little more careful on what you're doing and don't move as fast. So back to you, Kathy. I know our show's coming to a close probably in about 5 minutes here, but
okay, Ron, for those doing the timeline crashes, would it be helpful if they did a space-time crash as well to alleviate some of that depression?
Oh, yeah, definitely do that. And,
okay, that's a good reminder then.
If you don't have that clearing, then I'll go to Taylor's questions. We'll get them out of ways free for people who do the timeline crashes. So, and if you say, how often should I do a space-time crash? Well, typically once a week if you do timeline crashes. If you want to do the space time, after you complete your timeline crash, just do it then too. So, it's a very good clearing to do because it will bring you back if you don't come back here. Like I mentioned before, probably brought back maybe 99 to 95% of the time. But it could be one of those times that you're out there floating in space, lost, and you want to come back here. You want to get yourself fully here. You don't want to have your spirit, that body, abducted because you're out there, you know, with your flashlight trying to find your way home. You know, something else to pick you up. So, back to you, Kathy.
Sound advice. So I do want to repeat for those who are interested, if you've done a timeline crash, if you've purchased your timeline crash, just please forward the email that might be your receipt to clsquestions@yahoo.com and put in the subject line that you'd like the space timeline crash, and it will be sent to you promptly. Also, for those of you who wish, Ron has offered the Alien Life Form Light Infusion Process online healing at no charge, and it's valid up until July 31st. So you could take advantage of that now. It's got lots of uses, as you heard. And you can check the fast chat. The moderator's posting the details in there. I think maybe, Ron, we have time for one more quick question to squeeze in. We have a couple minutes left. And here it is. It's a short question. Is it normal to feel separated and alone while one is on the path of doing the work for ascension?
I would say that would be correct. Because you start realizing that you don't want people for you. And so automatically you're going to be feeling yourself maybe a little more distant because you don't want to have people's energies interacting with you. So I would say that would probably be true. Remember, you don't want to be courted and or have people hug you or pray for you or, you know, do things that they're going to be sliming you with energetic courting and energy, such as the alien and the body pump. So, you know, that, you know, you could feel a little more distant that people are not understanding what you're doing. And you know, I always think of some of those Eastern Indian gurus, we'll call them, that wear white, and they don't want anybody to touch them. It was a little fair thing, or some people not to touch them, you know, what state of mind they're in and stuff, you know, how they communicate to people, but they don't want to take on people's stuff. And they clean themselves out enough for whatever they have done, what they believe they've done, to be cleaned out. They know that there is energy from people, And by all means, they don't want to be connected to anybody else's energy because they did their own work to get it off of them. I'm sure that they, you know, haven't done enough like the light ship to do for them, but they still feel better. But the bottom line is they know about body energy importing, and once they get it off of themselves, they don't want to have it put back on it, be contaminated by somebody else's junk. That's why these people, they call them a holy man or something, a woman, and they don't want to deal with people. They'll talk to them, but, you know, keep the distance. Well, back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's probably best to stay on the path as best you can. And for some of us, we've gotten used to that, I think. That feeling of being separate and alone. But it's always nice to have this radio program and Ron's other programs and teleconferences. So we know we're all in this together, really. And I'm glad to have the healings and all these clearings so we can have that wonderful ascension. That's what it's all about. And these healings and clearings will really clear out the densities. So I do recommend these teleconferences if people are new and haven't checked into them. Ron has 3 teleconferences on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, one also on Friday. That's for entities. He has a clone removal and a energetic cord releasing teleconference. And on Wednesday is a night like this to the creation light chip, and he also activates water for the 7 days. So they're all well worth looking into, and he has package prices that you can purchase on the website, creationlightship.com. And I think it's almost time to close, Ron, but just some final comments from the fast chat reflect that people really enjoyed the extra healings you did with the magnets, the floating magnets, and they feel extra peaceful, really calm, and really appreciate it and appreciate information. Micah says he or she feels lighter now. So people do feel the healings right away. Some don't feel them right away, but they do work whether you feel them or not. Donna says she's feeling very much at peace right now. Thank you.
So what was the only one activated for an hour for people?
Oh, great.
See, you know, take 56 minutes or something. So it's good upon the hour of energy you'll need, but you can have a light being activated. So this brings peace energy to you. So it won't do really any healing on you, but the peace could heal you. But you can't really ask for a healing, but we'll bring the energy in so you can experience more peace. So, everybody, thank you, and hopefully you'll be on the call tomorrow, our 8-hour call. That's when it starts, 10 a.m., getting rid of alien critters that are living inside of you that you know nothing about. Although when you get on these calls, you definitely know this is real because all of a sudden you may have an ache or pain or something, or your body jerks and feel different. And then now all of a sudden you're able to take up more space in your body with your spirit. That's what it's all about. That's what this program is about and why we're here, to help you get more spirit energy with you for attention. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, BBS. We'll see you later. Bye, everybody.
Good night, everyone.